This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you take control of the airwaves, and you can do that toll-free, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, as much of it as we can sneak in here. I keep finding new stuff to talk about during each break. Calabasas, California has passed a smoking ban, the most wide-reaching smoking ban of America's history. It's bad in New York. It's bad in California and Florida and the other states that have passed indoor smoking bans.
It really stinks to be a smoker in Calabasas.
Now it has gone outdoors. Now the smoking ban has gone outdoors. We'll give you the details. Also, the Patriot Act, the home version, we'll tell you about that. Plus, a Utah state trooper has shot a man in the back, an unarmed man. Let's go to the phones, though, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to John, homeless John from Little Rock. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Yes, I'm back.
Where
I mean, would have been.
Where have you been, homeless John?
Have you been in county jail?
No, guys. I had to take care of some things that really needed my personal attention. If y'all go to me, y'all go to the BBS. You see, I'm all over the BBS today. Everybody, welcome me back. Cool,
back
y'all.
Back to vengeance, indeed. So, yes. what are some personal things that you have to take care of as a homeless man? I mean, it's been months since we've heard from you.
I had to set up two websites devoted entirely to issues of my political stance and my homeless stance.
Are you running for office?
I am going to announce on y'all's show that I have no intention of running for political office.
You have no intention?
Take that to the bank.
I see. Well, you know, it'd be interesting to have a homeless man run for office, wouldn't it, man? Because don't you have to actually reside in the district that you're running for? I mean, could you go to the elections department and say, well, I sort of reside here on 5th Street some nights. Sometimes I'm on 6th Street, but I pretty much reside in this district.
Well, as soon as I can find me in a cardboard box, that's where I reside.
There you go. What is going on over there in Little Rock? What's happening in Little Rock?
Well, if y'all go to the BBS board, you'll see where I put in a link that I made the 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock news here in my town.
You made the news again?
Yes.
Wow.
But this time it was entirely devoted to me.
Really?
Yes.
So you put video links on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com?
It's right there, right now, as we speak.
You are
quite... I drop dead right now, the police will be there.
If you don't believe that homeless John really is homeless, you should go and look at his videos, because he's for real. I mean, you are for real.
100%.
Well, some people try to crank, you know, some people try to crank radio shows. They try to pretend like they are who they say they are, but they're not really. You really are legitimate, man.
Well,
where are you sleeping tonight?
Hey, man, it's in the rain right now, and it's kind of chilly and stuff, so I'll probably find me a piece of cardboard somewhere. But,
you're killing me.
But, but I just want to say that the reason why I'm calling is to celebrate the fact that I've finally been recognized and I've been vindicated. And there's a story at the, can I give the name of the site out?
I don't know, man. It's linked on our bulletin board system, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the TV station. They're talking about my website.
Oh, okay. What's the TV station?
The TV station stole me last night. It aired on the 6 and 10 o'clock news.
In Little Rock?
Yes.
John, good hearing from you, man. We got to scram. Talk to you. Give us a call again sometime. Keep us up to date on what's going on in your homeless life. 800-259-9231. That is toll free. How many other radio shows can say they have a homeless caller?
I'm sure all of them.
Regular homeless caller.
No others put them on, though.
Oh, I see what you mean. 1-800-259-9231 to Eric in Texas. You take control of the airwaves. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Great, yeah. Eric. What's on your mind?
Sorry to be 2 days late. I guess that goes with the territory of being a podcast listener. But Thursday's show, you were talking about debt and America.
Yes, debt, both personal and national, both kinds of debt. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't mean to plug another show, but I swear when I turned Thursday's show on, I thought I'd hit the Dave Ramsey show, because I had listened to that podcast as well.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey's got a great little show. So
I've heard a very little of it, but from what I've heard, I think he gives out some really good advice.
Yeah, he's the best one-trick pony in the industry. I mean,
he's very similar to Clark Howard, but the thing with Clark Howard is Clark Howard promotes that the credit score, which is really nothing more than a debt score, whereas Dave Ramsey says, you know, dump all your debt.
And, absolutely.
We actually started his program a year ago, and in a year, we dumped all $12,000 of debt that we had when
That's
we
fantastic.
Started.
I don't think I agree with Dave Ramsey's
What,
system.
Dumping debt?
Right.
What's wrong with getting out of debt?
What's wrong with carrying a 5, 6, 7% mortgage on your house and using the money that you have on your house and investing it and getting, 12, 13? I bet he does address it. It's it comes up all the time on his show. He ought to address it, otherwise he's burying his head in the sand.
No, he's perfectly okay with a home mortgage. But what he'll have you do is he'll have you get a 15-year or 7-year fixed rate mortgage instead of a 30-year variable mortgage, which is much smarter. Because, well, number one, you pay it off faster and you build that equity faster that way.
Well, yeah, if you can afford to pay it off. I mean, if you can't afford the 15-year, you probably shouldn't go with that. You know what I mean? I mean, if you can't afford those payments, then...
If you set your lifestyle up right, you can do it.
That's true. And that's something we were talking about. And we weren't trying to be Dave Ramsey. I mean, I've always had those opinions about debt. I think it's terrible, to get into debt, and you're just hurting yourself in the long run. You know, maybe nice to have the plasma TV now, but you're going to be paying for it big time.
Yeah. You know what? It really feels good when you can walk into a department store and plop down cash for a big take it out like that.
Absolutely. My rule of thumb on buying things for yourself is I think that you should have at least 5 times the amount in savings as what you want to buy before you actually go out and buy it.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. And in reference to cars, that you were mentioning those as well.
Yes, sir.
That's how we got started on dumping all of our debt, was we just sold a car. Just straight up sold a car, paid off, I think, that's about...
And what did you do? Buy an older car, like a 10-year-old car?
Yeah, you buy a beat up piece of junk, and then
You won't look so hot driving down the road. All of the ladies, they're not going to pay any attention to you.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm married, so I don't need to be looking at stuff like
what's
that.
What's the point anyway?
Well, the point is, if you save your money now, later on down the line, you'll have enough money in savings to where you could go and buy a car outright, and then
Exactly. Then
you can get the ladies. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, we will talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. It can be an issue. It can be your personal finances. It can be just fun stuff. Whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. All right, Manwich, let's go to gambling. Let's talk about how the United States federal government is considering making it illegal for you to gamble on the Internet. Is that right?
That's absolutely what they're looking at. It's just gotten out of a subcommittee or, one of these sorts of things.
Because gambling is evil. It's evil. What's their rationale here?
I don't know what their rationale is other than the government should have a monopoly on gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if gambling was evil, then the lotto would be evil.
I suppose it would.
And then the states that have the lotto, because the government runs them, the entire government would therefore be evil.
Well, I believe that's true.
And since the federal government gives money to these state governments and supports them in their evil practices, then, in fact, it would infect the whole system.
There's no doubt that government is evil. But gambling, that's a voluntary thing between two individuals.
Yep, it's just a bad business.
So what's on the table here?
Yesterday, the House Financial Services Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives cleared a bill aimed at an ultimate ban on Internet gambling sites. The bill would stop transfer of funds from credit cards, checks, wire transfers, and electronic transfers to or from a place where federal or state law makes such gambling illegal. Under the legislation, unlawful gambling includes placing bets on online poker sites, for example.
Right.
So, you know, what I really got to ask here is, what are you going to do to enforce me on my computer making a transaction that the cops will almost, in almost all likelihood, never find out about?
Well, the way they're describing it, it makes it sound like that they're going to mandate that all credit card companies have some sort of database to where if a certain credit card processor comes through, like, for instance, what a gambling website would use, they would use a certain credit card processing company with some sort of access code. They would mandate that your credit card not actually process that particular transaction. The enforcement of this sounds very difficult at best, and anybody that wants to get around this law is going to use, they're going to do something like a proxy system. We'll talk more about this coming up, 800-259-9231. You can't stop gambling with the law. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or you can visit the wiki. It's our newest feature on our site, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can go there and take control of the wiki, because the listeners are the ones that have created all of the content that you'll see there. All of the information on the show hosts, the guests, the callers, the issues that we talk about on the show, all of that stuff, the listeners created. So can you. You can edit it. If you see something that's wrong, change it. If you want to add something completely new, add it. wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it is totally free. So we're talking about this new law that's being proposed on the federal level to outlaw internet gambling. And let's explore this idea, because I'm not sure what the motivation is. I don't know if there are any quotes from the particular elected official that's behind this, Manwich, as far as his rationale as to why he's doing this. If there are, do share them. But let's look at internet gambling and how it works.
As I understand it, most internet gambling sites are not actually run from the United States. I believe they are foreign sites.
Well,
because it's
illegal.
There's
certainly some that you run from here.
Well, if they're running from here, they're probably only running from Nevada or, you know, Atlantic City or places where gambling is legal. As I understand it, it's probably illegal to run an internet gambling site. But in this case, they're going to ban people from actually patronizing internet gambling sites. Most of them are run from overseas. So they can't outlaw the overseas gambling sites. They don't have that jurisdiction. They don't have that authority. The United States can't say, well, if you're in France, you can't run a gambling site. They can't do that. So, in this case, they're going to target the credit card companies. They're going to target the payment processors. And they're going to say, basically, as I understand it, here's how they're going to enforce this. They're going to tell Visa and MasterCard and all those banks that run those credit cards, they're going to say, look, if we catch you running processing for these gambling sites, you're going to be facing fines. So they're going to put the onus of control here on the bank companies. So therefore, even though it will be against the law for you to actually go to these sites and access these sites, they're going to probably use the banks to enforce the law. So they're going to probably penalize the banks if they catch them doing this sort of thing. So therefore, the banks will have to come up with some complicated system, some sort of complex database to track all of the different gambling sites out there. And because when you run a credit card process, we've got credit card processing on our website, there's a code, you know, some sort of identification code that goes out so they know that it's Free Talk Live that's processing this particular transaction.
Right.
So they're going to have some sort of database that says, okay, if you spot a transaction from Golden Palace, the internet gambling site, you're going to have to refuse that transaction. And if you process that transaction, you'll be facing some sort of fine or jail time or something like that. This is going to be so difficult, Manwich, to actually enforce, because all these gambling sites, they're going to do everything they can to get around this law.
Sure, there's money to be made.
Of course there is, and the people want to spend the money.
Yep.
So therefore, they're going to make it so that every month they have a new processor. Every month there's some sort of proxy where you, okay, if you want to go and spend money on our site, well, first you have to go to this other site and deposit a bunch of money into this proxy account to where you can use money from that account, a foreign account, to gamble with us. See, they could get around it. It's not going to be that difficult. It's just going to be, they're going to put five more steps in the process, but people are still going to be able to gamble.
Well, I don't think they'll make it harder for their customers. I think they'll make it harder for, it'll make it harder to track for the banks.
Who knows what they'll do? The customers may have to take an extra step.
It would just seem to me that the transactions, you know, they advise you that you know, your transaction is going to be a little funny looking on the bill, but you know, in fact,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. And so, are there any quotes from the guy that's behind this? Because I'm curious as to what he has to say.
No, not a single one.
I want to hear from somebody that can justify anti-gambling laws. I mean, who in America hasn't at one time violated a gambling law? Really? I mean, If you place a bet on the Super Bowl, aren't you violating gambling laws?
I mean, yes, absolutely you are.
Right. You should
go to jail. Or in the case of an optometrist in Virginia, get shot while you're getting shot to death while you're getting handcuffed for running a pool on the Super Bowl.
Right, because you need to send the SWAT team against somebody that's running a betting pool.
Yeah.
Because they're violent and dangerous?
Huh? It's the rule in Virginia, if you're going to do a bus like this, that you have to send the SWAT team with them.
There's office pools, there's individuals betting with other individuals, there's poker games going on all over the place. Gambling happens all over in America. I don't recommend it. I don't do it myself, except for maybe very occasionally take a couple bucks and lay it down on a, you know, automated blackjack table at some bar or something like that if I happen to be there and I feel like it.
Yeah,
I'm not a gambling person. I don't recommend it. I think it's probably a bad habit to get into, but I would never consider outlawing something like that. I would never consider telling you what you can and can't do with your money. If you want to put your money at risk, go ahead.
Have a good time.
I mean, gosh, there really isn't that much difference between gambling at a casino and gambling on investments and gambling with real estate and all. There's all kinds of different gambles that you can take.
Well, I would like to say that real estate and stocks and all those, you have better chance.
Better odds, sure, yeah. But fundamentally, it's still a risk. It's still gambling. And I really want to hear from some anti-gambling person, somebody that is just vehemently against gambling and thinks that these laws are a good idea. Because there's a lot of anti-gambling laws already on the books. And in my opinion, it restricts your freedom. 1-800-259-9231, that is toll-free, 800-259-9231.
I don't know about restricting freedom, but I do know that's the case. I don't want to enforce. I have to pay for these police departments.
Yeah.
In my tax dollars. And I'll tell you, I just paid my property tax for this year, and I'm paying too much.
I'd rather be paying
thousands
them.
And thousands of dollars.
Maybe.
And I've got to pay for these cops to go out and bust people gambling? No, thank you.
Maybe it's just me. I'd prefer to have them busting rapists and murderers. But gosh, maybe I'm just the minority in this country. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we let you take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Michael, because one of the other things that we're losing in this country quickly is our other freedoms, like the freedoms to carry weapons. Michael, in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Manwich.
Hey,
how's
Michael.
How's it going?
Going great. What's on your mind?
I'm starting to become a regular on this station, aren't I?
Well, what's on your mind, sir? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to share the fact that I successfully purchased my first pistol. I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
My birthday present to myself.
Did you buy it legally?
Yes. Yes, I wouldn't know how to buy it illegally.
Just depends on who you know, Michael.
Right. Well, thanks. Do you know anybody I can talk to?
I wouldn't tell you on the air if I did.
Was that Tuesday, the state of Indiana is signing in new legislation for a lifetime concealed carry law, concealed carry permit.
Okay. As opposed to having to renew it every 5 years or whatever?
4 years. It's 4 years here.
Okay.
The thing, though, is that they are replacing the four-year carry permit, which only costs $25, and replacing it with this lifetime permit, which costs $125. Now, just to give you an example, just today I purchased my pistol, and that was $404 after everything was said and done.
Right.
I got two magazines and the pistol itself. I spent another $20 on a holster.
Okay.
And then, you know, think of the money I'd have to spend on ammunition.
Sure.
Now,
what if you're a poor person? How are you supposed to afford all of this?
Right.
How are you supposed to afford a gun? And
my response is to go out immediately and buy the $25 four-year permit. That works for me. I'm good with that.
Sure.
Because I have very little money left over. But if I don't do it soon enough, and
now they're
going to
jack you for $125. Amazing. Michael, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You can get signed up and get clued in as to what's going on with the show. All the news that we have to announce goes out to the updates list first. So if you get on it, you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
You know, we just had Michael on the line from Indianapolis a moment ago, and he was talking about how apparently in Indiana they're looking at creating a lifetime concealed carry permit. Now, on its face, this sounds like a good idea. I mean, the politicians could get out and say, well, we found that it was really inconvenient for you to have to renew every 4 years, so we're going to make it easier for you. Now, when you get your concealed permit, it'll be a lifetime. And gosh, that does sound pretty good on its face. It sounds like an improvement. However, they're changing the amount that it costs. Now, isn't government's purpose to serve you? Isn't that what they're supposed to be, a group of servants?
I don't know as though I've seen any evidence of that, but okay.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be, as I understand it. It's a government by the people, for the people. Anyway, it would seem to me that the reason that they're supposed to charge fees for these things is to provide the money to pay the employees, the bureaucrats, that are filing the form. So when you fill out your concealed weapons permit, some bureaucrat has to take that form, look over it, and say, okay, stamp it with something and, you know, put it in a filing cabinet somewhere.
Theoretically, that's what's going on, right?
So my question is,
because it does cost money. You've got to pay bureaucrats, and they don't work very hard. So
right. You got to pay for the printing. Somebody's got to print the permit. So I could understand that there would be costs involved with this process. Why would it be that there would be five times the cost involved in a lifetime permit?
Wouldn't it be the exact same process?
Isn't that evidence that just proves that all this is about the state separating you from your money? Isn't that all this is?
It seems to be.
Because if they were really about service, they would say, hey, citizens, guess what? We're going to give you an unlimited lifetime concealed carry permit, and we're not going to have to raise the price because our costs are going down.
We're only doing the same thing.
Right. They're doing the exact same thing. They're going through the exact same motions. They're just changing the date of expiration. But yet they get to charge five times as much. And as Michael was pointing out, what do you do if you're a poor person and you want to protect yourself? What do you do?
Apparently, if you can't afford the permit, you just don't get the gun.
Or you carry illegally.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Right.
And that's really the point, is to make it as hard as possible, I think.
Yeah, you have to jump through a bunch of hoops. I remember I looked into getting a concealed carry permit here in Florida, where we're doing the show from, and they gave me this big packet, very thick packet full of information, a manila folder full. And forms and mandatory stuff that you have to read, and I was just overwhelmed by it, and I said, forget this.
I think a lot of people do.
I just as soon carry illegally. I'd rather, what's the saying they say? I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah. It's one of those things. You've got to look at those circumstances when you have a gun and you have to protect your household. I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Well, when it comes to guns, it's certainly something that's enshrined in the United States Constitution. The Bill of Rights, Second Amendment, says that we should that we have the freedom to bear arms, and that should not be infringed. I consider concealed carry concealed carry permits an infringement upon my right to carry a weapon. Because if I have to ask someone's permission, some officious bureaucrat that just wants to separate me from my money, if I have to ask them for permission to carry a gun, it's not a right anymore. Then it becomes a privilege, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. Am I being out of line by suggesting that you shouldn't have to ask permission to carry a weapon? 1-800-259-9231, which is one reason why we're members of the Free State Project. It's one reason why we're going to New Hampshire, because it's one of the states with the least gun laws. There is a concealed carry permit in New Hampshire, and I know that some of the gun fanatics that are going there are going to be working very vehemently to get rid of that provision. But at least in New Hampshire, it's a shall issue, so pretty much if you ask for it, you're supposed to get it. And in New Hampshire, you can open carry. Now, I don't think there are a lot of states where you can open carry. That means that you can literally walk around in public places with a gun on your hip, visibly on your hip.
That's got to make people crazy.
Well, it's got to make people crazy who are from Massachusetts, from gun ban types of states.
Absolutely.
Sure. So I like
that. I've heard
kind
stories of people who are open carrying in states where it's legal, where nobody knows it's legal because it's done so rarely.
Right.
That, in fact, the cops don't know it's legal.
That's true. And that's why we need more people to do it in the Free State. Anyway, let's go to Utah. Utah Highway Patrol trooper, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, shot an unarmed Ohio man in the back after a robbery and a high-speed chase, an investigation has found. It appears that Trooper Ed Bentley accidentally fired his M14 rifle and struck John Gorno, age 29. The bullet exited through Gorno's abdomen.
Mm.
Apparently what happened was there was Mr. Gorno went into a bank, or not a bank, he went into a hotel, pulled a gun and demanded cash. The clerk handed over $245, and then Gorno fled in a vehicle, according to the sheriff's office. The clerk called the cops, they set up a couple of roadblocks, and they found the guy. They pulled his car over, and they asked him to get out of the vehicle. He got out of the vehicle. As I understand it, he had his hands in the air, and he was ordered to walk backwards towards the police. So, hands in the air, walking backwards towards a group of five police officers mm-hmm. that were at this roadblock. At some point, while he was walking backwards with his hands in the air, this cop just shot the guy.
Just got froggy and smoked him.
Yeah. No, he's not dead. He's still alive, thankfully.
That was my next question.
But in this case, do you think anything's going to happen to this cop? He's probably just going to, you know, chalk it up as an accident. The Salt Lake the Utah State Patrol is already sounding like they're beginning to back him up. They're saying, "Well, we support the sheriff's findings, and we're going to, you know, they're basically going to be protecting this guy as much as possible."
I don't have a big problem with it. It's clearly a mistake. I mean, I would say that it was probably a mistake.
I have a problem with it. It's a mistake to have your finger inside the trigger guard. Which is what these guys
do. You know, when you pull on the front of the trigger guard, the gun doesn't go bang. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, but you know, it only takes a fraction of a second to slide your finger into the trigger guard and actually pull the trigger. Look, if you've got a guy with his hands up in the air, walking backwards, following your orders, there's no reason to have your finger on the trigger. None at all.
I agree with you, but mistakes are going to happen. If you have guys with guns walking around, sooner or later somebody's going to accidentally get shot.
When a mistake happens that causes someone to have a bullet exit through their abdomen, that person should be fired from their job. That way all the other cops get taught a lesson that says, "Hey guys, maybe you should be a little more careful with how you handle your firearms." Because professionals do not put their finger in the trigger guard unless they are ready to shoot that weapon, unless they need to fire that weapon.
Maybe you're
because
right.
Accidents happen. Talk to any gun expert. Talk to anybody. Because if you want to keep yourself safe, you keep your finger outside of the trigger guard until you have drawn your weapon and you intend to fire it. And if you can back me up on this, if you're a gun expert, 800-259-9231, but I'm sure I'm right. This is your show.
If I'm thinking about it, if a crane operator accidentally dropped that big giant ball onto somebody and squashed them,
yeah,
I think they'd get fired.
Yeah, but the cops rarely get fired. On the way, Calabasas, California has gone farther than any other community in the United States and has passed an outdoor smoking ban.
Hey, it's going into effect today. We'll give you the details coming up.
The guy wouldn't have had a gun held on him if he wasn't in a bad guy.
It's Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. Where we have live streams, the broadband version of the show is there, a dial-up version as well, so both sizes should fit pretty much everybody with an internet connection. Both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. We're talking guns, talking about Utah state trooper shot a man in the back. Probably not going to be facing any charges or any sort of punishment over that because cops typically don't face charges over those sorts of things. Also, just your general right to own firearms, your right to possess firearms, your right to conceal firearms. If you have the right to bear arms in America, why do you have to ask permission? Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Scott in Oklahoma. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, listening on KGWA. By the way, Scott, first caller ever from KGWA, so congratulations.
Well, great. You just kind of covered a little bit what I was wanting to say. The right to carry permit, I'm glad at least they didn't vote it down and that we do have an ability to be able to do that. However, I don't think that it's, I think it's just moving us a little bit more toward the socialistic society where we have to have our guns registered and we have to gain permission to be able to carry a weapon when we should already have that right. We shouldn't
Absolutely.
Have to have a right to carry.
Well, as soon as you have to ask permission, it's no longer a right. It becomes a privilege at that point.
That's right, yeah.
A privilege granted by a bunch of officious bureaucrats who believe that they know what's best for you.
And it's one more way for them to tax our rights, and that's just not acceptable for us here in the United States.
You know, I think that's why they do it. I think they do it because they want the money. They know that guns are kind of in that gray area where some people think they're good and some people think they're bad. So, there's an opportunity to slap a big old tax on somebody.
Well, and they do it because they know they can get away with it. And here's why. Because the people that go through the process of getting a permit are good law-abiding citizens. They consider themselves, well, I'm a good citizen. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. I'll go ahead and get myself the permit.
Sure.
What would have happened, imagine this, Bill, Scott, what would have happened if they had passed the concealed carry permit law and nobody bothered to go and get one? What if all of the gun owners just said, screw you! We're going to keep carrying our firearms, and you're not going to do anything about it. And in fact, if you arrest anybody for doing it, we're going to all show up armed at their court, you know, at their court trial. What would have happened then?
Well, it would make a good statement. And you know, why don't we look at history a little bit and see what's happened to the countries that have removed the weapons from their society?
Yeah,
Australia was one of the last ones that I read about. And as soon as they removed their weapons from society, they took it out of the honest, law-abiding citizens' hands. Their crime rate with weapons went up 400%.
That's right. Great Britain banned handgun possession, and home invasions just went through the roof.
You know, you can look at it in America. There are several cities where it's very difficult to own firearms, and that's where the crime is.
Yep.
Well, Hitler thought it was a good idea, and it worked for him. So why don't we follow in his tracks? Well, let's look at history and see why we shouldn't follow in his tracks.
Well, at some point,
we as American citizens need to start thinking for ourselves instead of letting those elected people that don't represent us.
I totally agree. In fact, Scott, I think that we need to stop being law-abiding citizens and start being good Americans. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Because as a good American, it's your duty to disobey bad laws. And I'm sorry, concealed carry permits? Bad law. Let's continue with Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Bill in Virginia? Going once? Hello, Bill.
How's it going?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
With this trooper in Utah, I think he's completely in the wrong, and I doubt anything's going to happen to him because it seems that police are held to a completely different standard.
They're super people.
Well, they're not.
Supreme beings.
Yeah, well...
their ass doesn't stink.
they have supreme privileges, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need to meet the same standards of safety or for the use of deadly force.
Hey, Bill, let's give Manwich a quick rundown here on the appropriate time to have your finger on the trigger. What is the appropriate time?
About a split second before you're actually going to shoot.
So if you've got a guy in front of you with his hands in the air following all the orders and you've got four other cops on the side of you also pointing weapons at him, is it appropriate to have your finger on the trigger?
No.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. By the way, Bill's a licensed gun dealer in the state of Virginia. So there's your expertise. Charlie was in California. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. So any more comments on guns? Because you kind of shook your head when I said that it's a bad law and people shouldn't follow it, man.
You know, any time you advocate not following a law, it scares the crap out of me.
Why? Just does. Was there something wrong with me advocating that? Because it's what I believe, and don't you think it's a bad law?
It is a bad law.
Should people follow bad laws?
No.
If people in America stopped following all of the bad laws, it would totally change the face of this country. And there's also plenty of other bad laws out there, like drug laws. Coming up, the war on drugs, of course, a total tragedy on America. The DEA is at it again in California, raiding people's businesses. We'll clue you into that. Also, let's go to California while we're at it here. Because Calabasas, California, they haven't outlawed smoking entirely, but almost. According to ABC7 in L.A., Calabasas, life will be a drag for smokers. Who writes this stuff? In the city of Calabasas, starting today, when a strict ban on lighting up in most outdoor spaces takes effect. The ban, perhaps the most comprehensive smoking ban in the United States, prohibits smoking in all public places at times when other people can be exposed to secondhand smoke. Businesses can apply to create a designated smoking area far away from non-smokers starting in April. So now they're going to make it so if you're a business owner, you can apply to have a little designated area, and they might approve your application. We'll go over the laundry list of areas where smoking is not allowed. Also, this is another point where What if people just didn't follow this law? What if there was mass civil disobedience by the smokers in bars and in restaurants? By the We'll talk more about it. 800-259-9231 if you're a smoker and you want to comment. Or if you're a non-smoker and you think a smoking ban's a fantastic idea, an outdoor smoking ban, we want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's a Saturday show. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Whatever you want to talk about goes. We're kind of in the midst of guns and cigarettes. In fact, California, there's a new ban in Calabasas on smoking cigarettes outdoors. We'll give you more details on that coming up, but we got calls rolling in, and this is the show about your calls, so we need to go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Dave, you're on with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, good evening, guys, and I can finally root for you on one.
Oh, okay.
We argued about Iraq about 4 weeks ago, but anyway.
I gotcha. We're glad you're still with us, Dave. What's up?
Yeah, well,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, you know, you gotta know what the, you gotta know what everybody's thinking. You gotta know what everybody's talking about.
What are you thinking, Dave?
Well, I do own, I don't own, but I have a license. And the one thing you gotta remember, it doesn't guarantee knowledge about the firearm. You know, and just because you go out and get this little pink piece of paper, which you can laminate yourself, that's on you too.
Right.
It doesn't guarantee, you know, etiquette or if somebody has the right mindset.
Man, it's 125 bucks. It's going to be 125 bucks, and they don't even laminate it for you?
Well, yeah, exactly. The thing about it is, though, you're right. We don't want the government doing any of this for ourselves. And when we are negligent, that just gives them an excuse to walk in. The other thing, it kind of stigmatizes the person if they discuss the fact that they went and got a permit with with somebody who they don't really know whether or not they carry, but just don't register. And again, you know,
wait, I missed that. What stigmatizes you if you discuss what?
Well, if you walk up to somebody who might carry and they don't necessarily have it registered,
yeah,
they might look at you like, oh, great, there's another one that they know about. Now, I completely understand that, and they are talking about there's another one that the government knows about.
Another
gun.
Right, because if you're on a list of gun owners, yeah, then if they want to confiscate your guns, then they're going to know where to go, right?
Yeah, so I'm kind of in the middle. I've got my permit. I haven't went and bought a gun yet, but I'll use it basically for just like target practice. But if worse comes to worse, and those SOBs come to my door and say, all right, where is it? We're taking it. I'll just tell them I dropped it in the lake or something.
Yeah, well, then they're going to ask you to search your house. Then what's going to happen?
Well, go figure. I mean, I hope we never get to that point.
Well, I hope so, too. I like what the guy... Well, we did get to that point in New Orleans, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And we actually played some audio from just an amazing piece of footage. There was a... Everybody was pretty much giving up their guns to the cops as they were coming around confiscating them, illegally, of course. And there was one guy, just one guy, a lawyer, as a matter of fact, who was out in front of his house yelling. There was a camera crew there, of course, probably why he was putting on a show. But he was yelling at the cops saying, look, you come close to my house, I'm going to shoot you.
But the thing about it is that I'm not against the police. Because now
I'm against the police if they're enforcing bad laws.
But when they look at somebody, they're looking at somebody as to whether or not they're going to be a problem to everybody else.
You know,
let me make this clear. Now, the majority of gun owners out there who are educated and have or have not registered and are probably members of the NRA are good people that they have the knowledge.
They are. Germany, when the SS was going around confiscating their weapons, they were the police too.
I know, but we're not to that point yet.
I know.
Give them time, Dave.
But what's the difference? You know, they wore black uniforms. These have blue.
No. They've
got guns on their hips, and they're enforcing these orders, and these orders are bad.
The first thing is, if Hillary gets elected, one, two,
that's the thing. You're just picking the blue team. That's not fair. They were confiscating guns in New Orleans. When the red team's confiscating the guns, they're wrong too. Yeah, confiscation of weapons is un-American. Dave, great call, man. Thanks as always. Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. I don't care who's behind it. And if you're a cop and you're following orders to confiscate weapons, I hope you take a bullet. Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show because that, my friend, is patently un-American. Hour three coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diet?